A 5-minute power play late gave the Guelph Storm life, and some hope in what seemed like an impossible comeback attempt. But it was another 5-minute power play the Storm had late in the first period that became their undoing in what was a wild 7-6 loss to the Saginaw Spirit Friday night. Our power play came up big in the third period to get us back, but it cost us the game, it cost us in the first period, said coach Corey Stillman. We were lackadaisical, turned some pucks over, maybe didn't get a save we needed to there on the one. And then we're chasing the game, and once we started chasing the game, it's going to go back and forth, and that's why you end up with a 7-6 shootout. Michael Misa opened the scoring less than 2 minutes in, part of a 4-point night for the OHL's leading goal scorer and point getter. It got to 2-2 before Graydon Jones got a 5-minute major and match penalty for a slew foot late in the first. But instead of capitalizing on the extra man, Guelph gave up a pair of shorthanded goals, giving Saginaw a 2-goal lead heading into the second. Stillman liked the push back through the final 40 minutes, but a familiar salvo echoed, "You have to play for 60 minutes. We're showing up sometimes playing a few shifts where, as a staff, we think we're playing well, then we go in a lull for 10 minutes," the coach said. "We're not a good enough hockey team to allow that because we can't score enough goals to outdo our mistakes." The Storm did show some push back in the middle frame, winning that 20-minute period and bringing it to a 1-goal contest heading into the third. Saginaw extended its lead to 7-4. Scoring twice just 61 seconds apart halfway through the third. But moments later, another gift for the home side as Christian Epperson, who had 2 goals in the first, was dinged with a 5-minute major for cross-checking. This time, the Storm scored twice and peppered Andrew Oakey the rest of the way to try and force the tie. It just wasn't enough. Jet Luchenko missed action, as he was named to Canada's World Junior roster. Alex McLean, playing in his spot between Lev Katzen and Charlie Paquette, had a career-high 4-point outing, including 2 goals. Katzen had his 4th straight multi-point outing, potting a goal on the late major power play and added 2 assists. Paquette had a goal and an assist. "Obviously they're 2 great players, I was lucky to play with them tonight," McLean said. "I thought we played a good game. We got pucks in behind them and luckily, we were able to capitalize on our scoring chances." Jimmy Sutherland scored his first career-old goal, while Leo Serlin also got on the board. Will Haley was seen going down the tunnel late in the game. Stillman wasn't able to provide a status update on his veteran defender. Colin Ellsworth was noticeably absent from the bench as the backup goaltender. He was able to dress, but is battling a flu bug. Cam Allen was cut from Canada's World Junior Camp Friday evening in Ottawa. Is there a chance we see the Washington prospect in the lineup Saturday in the Teddy Bear Toss game against Kingston? Your guess is as good as mine, Stillman said. Game time Saturday is 2 p.m.